In this bulletin, Peter Dutton contracts COVID-19. US President Donald Trump declares a national emergency in response to coronavirus. And NRL fans flock to what could be the first and last game of the season. With the latest SBS News, I'm Bethan Smolenik. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton is being treated in hospital after testing positive for the coronavirus. In a statement, Mr. Dutton says he woke up with a sore throat and temperature on Friday and immediately contacted Queensland Health to be tested. Mr. Dutton is the first politician to test positive for COVID-19, which has infected over 150 Australians so far and killed three. All who came in contact with the minister are being told to self-isolate for 14 days. The Prime Minister, who met with Mr. Dutton on Tuesday, has been excluded from that advice, along with all other cabinet members. The United States President Donald Trump has declared a national emergency in response to COVID-19. Over 41 people have been killed by the virus so far in the US, with over 1,300 cases of the virus. Mr. Trump says the new measures will make it easier for hospitals to test and treat suspected cases and in doing so save lives.
To unleash the full power of the federal government in this effort today, I am officially declaring a national emergency. Two very big words. The action I am taking will open up access to up to $50 billion of, very important and a large amount of money for states and territories and localities in our shared fight against this disease.
The World Health Organization has announced Europe is now the epicenter of the coronavirus and not China. WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus says more cases of the virus are being reported in Europe each day than were in China at the height of its outbreak. Over 132,000 cases have been confirmed across 123 countries around the world, with the virus having killed over 5,000 people. Mr. Ghebreyesus warns no country is immune from COVID-19, and so all hospitals need to be prepared for a potential outbreak.
You can't fight a virus if you don't know where it is. Find, isolate, test, and treat every case to break the chains of transmission. Every case we find and treat limits the expansion of the disease, reduce transmission, isolate the sick, and quarantine their contacts. In addition, measures that increase social distancing may help to reduce transmission.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is being questioned over his decision to only commence a ban on mass public gatherings starting from Monday. The Prime Minister yesterday announced non-essential meetings of over 500 people will be banned in order to try and stop the spread of the coronavirus.
Now, that of course doesn't include schools, it doesn't include university lectures, it doesn't mean people getting on public transport or going to airports or things of that nature. These events that we're seeking to advise against and restrict is for non-essential organised gatherings of persons of 500 or more. Now, there'll be many issues to work through between now and Monday.
The government says their decision to begin the ban on Monday was made to reduce panic heading into the weekend and to give people time to adjust to the measures. Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy has reiterated the virus still poses a low risk to Australians.
Most of our cases still are imported, but we know that some of those imported cases have led to some community spread. We want to be as far ahead of the game as any country and control the spread of this virus and make sure that we keep its outbreaks in Australia to as limited as possible.
The French government has announced it's banning social gatherings of more than 100 people in response to the coronavirus outbreak. Over 2,800 people in France have been infected by the virus, with transmission occurring at a fast rate in the country. It comes just a day after President Emmanuel Macron ordered all schools to close and urged companies to allow workers to stay home. France will, however, be going ahead with Sunday's nationwide elections, but officials will be enforcing special measures to keep the public safe. Canada's Parliament has agreed to shut down for at least 5 weeks to ensure politicians don't contribute to the spread of the coronavirus. It comes as Prime Minister Justin Trudeau enters into a self-imposed 14-day quarantine period after his wife tested positive for COVID-19. Mr. Trudeau says while he doesn't feel unwell, he wants to ensure he doesn't put anyone at risk of contracting the virus.
Upon my doctor's recommendation, I will remain in self-isolation for 14 days. I want to be clear, I have no symptoms and I'm feeling good. And technology allows me to work from home. Of course, it's an inconvenience and somewhat frustrating. We are all social beings, after all.
Turning to sport, in the NRL, fans will be hoping to attend what could be their first and last match of the season today, as state and territory governments move to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Starting on Monday, all games will be played without a crowd. However, some players want the season to be postponed completely because of COVID-19. Prime Minister Scott Morrison had intended to attend the game between his team, the Cronulla Sharks, and the South Sydney Rabbitohs this evening, but last night cancelled his plans after Peter Dutton's announcement he had contracted the virus. And now a look at today's weather. Rain for Perth 25, Adelaide sunny and 21, cloudy in Melbourne 18, 14 in Hobart with cloudy conditions, Canberra showers and 18, a few showers about for Wollongong 21, Sydney a shower or two 23, much the same in Newcastle 25, partly cloudy for Brisbane 28, 33 in Cairns but mostly sunny, and Darwin a possible shower or storm 34. I'm Bethan Smolenik. This is SBS News.